Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts from the Emergency Operations Center with your COVID update for Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. Wrangell currently has one active case of COVID-19 in the community. As of today, the total case count for the state of Alaska is 29,543 cases. That's an increase of 3,955 cases from last week. As of today, 651 people have required hospitalization, and that includes 78 new hospitalizations over the last week. And as of today, 116 people have died. 11 of those deaths have occurred during the last week. For more data, you can visit the COVID Data Hub at covid19.alaska.gov. For local case information and resources, you can visit wranglecovid19.org. Community spread continues to occur throughout the state, and the state of Alaska is encouraging Alaskans to work from home if possible, to limit the number of places you visit during the week, wear a mask when in the presence of others outside your household, even when you are 6 feet apart, to delay unnecessary travel, stay home if you are sick, and keep washing your hands. Masks continue to be available at public buildings around town. The library has masks in children's and adult sizes, and you can call 874-3535 for more info. The fire hall also has masks and can be reached at 874-3223. You can also find a variety of masks at your local businesses. Community asymptomatic testing will be available on Saturday at the Search Clinic parking lot from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Search will discontinue the free asymptomatic testing program consortium-wide on December 19th. In response to the surge of positive cases within the state and region, the change in protocols will allow facilities to preserve testing supplies and increase the turnaround time for test results. Current turnaround time has improved, and results are being returned within 2 to 5 days. Participating in or just listening to the Extension for Community Healthcare Outcomes, also known as Project ECHO, video conferences, are a great way to connect with Alaska's COVID-19 experts and have your questions answered. ECHOs are being offered by the Department of Health and Social Services, the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development, and Project ECHO through the UAA Center for Human Development. These calls cover a range of focus areas, including faith communities, local government, schools, COVID science, and vaccines. For more info, see akecho.org. The way we choose to celebrate Thanksgiving this year can make a difference. Traditional Thanksgiving gatherings with family and friends greatly increases the chance of spreading COVID-19. In Alaska and around the nation, small household gatherings are directly contributing to the increase in cases. The safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is to celebrate only with people in your household. Find creative ways to connect and celebrate with people outside of your household, such as preparing dishes to deliver to family and neighbors, connecting virtually with family and friends, or taking a walk with family and friends while keeping a safe distance. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and take care, Wrangell.